special board meeting of the Five Cities Fire Authority to order at 10:00 a.m. on Friday, May 26th. Flight salute, please, when you're ready. Mission salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please, Madam Secretary.
Chair White.
Here.
Vice Chair Harmon.
Present.
Board Member Nichols.
Here.
Okay, agenda review. I understand we have one change on the agenda.
Yes, Madam Chair, staff would recommend and request that the closed session item be removed from today's agenda.
Second. Okay, we have second on the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 3-0. Now time for community comment. Public comment period is an invitation to the members of the community to present issues, ideas, and suggestions on matters not on the agenda. I don't see anybody coming forward. Okay. One, two, three. Moving on to the consent agenda.
We have the.
We have approval of minutes on the first page.
And I do have a question on the minutes for March 17th. And I think this is directed to Chief, and it has to do with on page three, related to the notations on the five-year strategic plan. And under item two, it says, have the community members that originally participated in the meeting review of the strategic plan. Did that ever happen, or is that being scheduled? The original stakeholders, I believe Chair Schultz was on that initial review, and Mr. Hoving, a couple of it are our members from the community.
So right after the meeting, we prepared a packet with the cover letter and the draft plan, and we submitted it to all the community members asking for input, and to date, we've received no additional input from them.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that clarification. I don't have any other questions or notes related to the February 17th or March 17th meeting.
Move that minutes be approved, Mr. President.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries 3-0. I had a question. When we sell this fire truck, do we take our name off the door ahead of time, or do we?
Yes. So any identifier for the Five Cities Fire Authority will be removed from the vehicle before it's released for sale.
We're also going to do the indemnity.
Yes.
There's also an indemnity release form that I've done for other surplus rolling stock, which we will have the individual that sells it for us, have the buyer sign that.
Okay.
So that releases the authority of any liability if a wheel falls off.
And then, it could happen, Mr. Hale.
It could happen.
It's not very funny. I do have a question, though. It is engine four, so the poor thing. I do have a question, though. So the proceeds from engine four, do we have to make any kind of discussion or have any kind of discussion about the proceeds from this going into our vehicle replacement fund, even if it's only $5,000? Would that be a certain nexus where the sale of a surplus engine would then go into a vehicle replacement fund to bolster those revenues?
No.
No.
What do we have?
I don't know.
Did you hear me okay?
Yes.
Is this?
Yeah, as a.
Is
As a policy matter, from a budgetary perspective, yes, you could make a designation as to how you'd want those proceeds allocated and appropriated in the authority's budget. So if you choose that those proceeds you want into a particular fund, you could make that recommendation.
So I guess, I don't know if this is the appropriate time for that kind of discussion, but I don't know if it's better to designate it specifically for that or put it in the surplus and then at a later date designate it, but I really would like to do all we can to, even if it's just small increments, to get that vehicle replacement fund up, especially since there's a budget appropriation for a new fleet vehicle or truck.
It's at your discretion. Okay. You can always, unless it's otherwise encumbered, reallocate appropriations in your budget if
right.
you so choose to do so, following the appropriate process. You could put it into your surplus, bring it out, reappropriate it at a later time for a different fund, or you could do make the recommendation now.
Okay.
And just additional information, I know Ms. Malicote is here. So within our existing fund balance, we have a restricted balance for vehicle replacement, and I'm not quite sure how we would put proceeds into that restricted fund balance, but if you're interested in mechanics, I'm going to point to that person. But we do have a practice in place.
Mechanics, are you telling us you want it to happen, we make it happen.
Yes!
Thank you for that very thorough and financially sound
technical
response.
Technical response.
Technical response to that.
Make it happen.
Okay, is there any, are you going to do any staff report on this, Chief, or do you want us to just go ahead and...
It was on the consent agenda.
Yeah.
If you'd like me to just briefly give you some information, we do plan on surplusing this engine. Timing-wise, we did have a change in some management at South Coast Fire Apparatus, which is our fleet mechanic, and we're meeting with the service manager out of their Southern California location next week to talk about the older engines and just confirm that our order of succession and retirement is still in line. So we would ask for you to authorize me to declare the vehicle surplus and sell it, and timing will be dependent on our meeting next week.
Okay. And do you have to open this to public comment?
Well, I suppose we should open it to public comment. Anybody from the public want to say anything?
They weren't
okay,
gone.
Then I'll go ahead to move to declare former Engine 4, a 1966 Spartan Hi-Tech Type 1 fire engine as surplus and direct the fire chief to facilitate the sale of the vehicle. And then I'd also like to add upon sale of vehicle proceeds to be deposited into the vehicle replacement fund. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 3-0. Very good. Kind of sad.
I know.
But Oceano already has an old truck that is or isn't running, but it is available for parades at some point. It might add that's a dream of the Oceano Community Service District to ride in that old truck sometime. Yes, anyway, proceeding. There's nothing on public hearings or continuing business. Move on to new business. Looks like the yearly resolution declaring weeds and vegetation in certain properties to be seasonal and reoccurring and public nuisance that put it on this community cleanup.
Thank you. This is the annual process of weed abatement as defined in the municipal codes of the jurisdictions. I want to thank Chief Heath and Trisha and Aaron for their hours assisting with the inspection process. After the significant rains we received, we did see significant weed growth. And as you can see in the accompanying tables, we do have quite a few properties that are still out of compliance. We typically have better compliance by this point in time. What we're asking the board to consider today is adopting the resolution declaring weeds and vegetation on these properties to be seasonal and recurring public nuisances and providing for weed abatement consistent with our health and safety code section. Your action today will allow us to authorize the contractor to start the abatement process.
Or the June, that happens in June.
Yeah, which will happen. Yeah. Actually, it will come back in June mm-hmm. with the final list for abatement.
When's the deadline on that?
It already passed. Oh. So, but this is the list that did not abate by the deadline.
Okay. Yeah. I'm afraid to look in here.
And then between now and our next June meeting, there's still the opportunity. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to remember from last year the process.
Yes.
So there's still opportunity that folks can, you know, they might already be planning that for Memorial Day weekend, who knows, but, mm-hmm. and then the final list will
in
be
June.
Updated for June, and mm-hmm. then from there, that'll be when the decision would be made that they would actually be assessed on their property.
It'll go to the contractor after our June meeting, and then in July, we'll bring back the actual cost that will go to their tax bill.
And then that's when we go ahead and authorize that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I do think some people are facing some serious challenges with this because I know just in a piece of street next to me, it's been cut 3 times and it's going to have to be cut at least once more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do we have to open it to public comment?
You think I can learn this? Yes. Open up to public comment. See nobody come forward.
Then I will go ahead to move to adopt a resolution of the Board of Directors of the Five Cities Fire Authority declare weeds and vegetation on certain properties to be seasonal and recurring public nuisances and providing for weed abatement consistent with health and safety code sections 14875 et seq. And also to authorize fire chief of the Five Cities Fire Authority to I think that's all we need to do then.
Second. Okay, and I know that's a resolution, so we need a roll call vote.
Okay. Vice Chair Harmon?
Yes.
Chair White?
Yes.
Board Member Nichols?
Yes.
We move on to the continuation of fiscal year 17-18 budget for consideration of it.
So what you have in front of you has not changed from the preliminary budget that we brought to you previously. It was about a $4.4 million budget for fiscal year 17-18. It includes a number of moves towards the financial sustainability of the fund, but as we know, there are still challenges ahead. There are no significant changes from the preliminary budget, but if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I do have a question.
Sure.
Looking at the revenues and expenditures of 15, 16, 17, and projected for 18, I noticed that the 2018 projections are reduced from past year's expenses and revenues. Is there a reason, specific reason for that?
So the biggest part of that is the overtime that's incurred when we respond out of county. And so we have the reimbursement. We get revenues that reimburses for that and expenses that are incurred. We don't budget for that. When it happens, we recognize it as it happens.
Okay. That answers my question.
I just have two questions. And this has to do with on the budget summary for fiscal year ending June 30th, and it's the designated reserve for the 2018 budget, which indicates $65,000, and then the undesignated fund balance of $77.2, which gives us a total fund balance of $132,221. Is this amount going to be reduced further because of the purchase of that fleet vehicle, or is that already included in this $132,000?
When and if we bring that fleet vehicle purchase to you, it would reduce that $55,000 that's remaining in reserve.
Okay.
So if that may happen in this fiscal year, if we get that to you in time, it may not happen until next fiscal year, depending on the timing of the purchase.
Okay, but that 55 would be where that would come out.
That 55 would be where that would come from.
Okay, very good. And then this goes to the next page where it's for the budget, and it's the 2018 budget versus the 2017 budget, and it has to do with the Aurora Grande Fire line item, where there's a parentheses, a reduction of $179,370. Can you remind me again what that is signifying?
So what it really shows is that in the current budget year, Aurora Grande, their contribution reflected the entire contribution for the share of the second vehicle purchase. So although if you took that out of the equation, everyone's contributions would go up next year compared to this year. But because Aurora Grande contributed a large amount in the current year to pay the second truck, it reflects as a reduction.
Okay, and that's, I have it earmarked engine payment, so I just wanted to make sure I was following that. And so that concludes the questions that I had, and thank you, Ms. Melko, once again.
Do we have any public comment on this item?
Take it.
Good morning. PJ Ferguson, President with the Firefighters Union 4403. As we say most years, we support the budget. We have a couple concerns, questions. One of them for us is always staffing. We don't see a staffing allocation in the budget again this year for suppression staffing. As we've come to you in previous years, our call volumes have gone up, our populations have gone up, and the impacts to our agency have continued to go up year after year. I believe we almost saw a 6% run increase last year to this year. As you know, we've had several large fires in the last month where staffing was identified as a critical issue or component of some of the complexities in those calls. During the benefit assessment district run-up, there was a large PowerPoint presentation that went out that talked about staffing and staffing levels and NFPA and Cal OSHA. One of the things that identified was additional staffing, which during the SAFER grant we were able to get and to receive and have the benefit of within our communities, within our agency. When we lost those staffing positions, it didn't change our call volume. It didn't change our request for services. It didn't request for change the complexities of the call we're going on. The other thing that didn't happen is it referenced the fact that we were waiting for other agencies to come in and provide automatic aid and mutual aid. The preface is that they're actually available. On the large commercial structure fire that happened on Grand Avenue for the storage facilities, there was a large fire going on in Los Osos where we did not have the ability to draw those resources into our communities to affect our ability to fight that fire. I understand that staffing is one of the most expensive things we have on our budget, when you put in PERS, benefits, comp, and everything else, but it's also one of the most critical components to us being able to provide our service level is staffing. The other one I know is referenced is the self-contained breathing apparatus. From a health and safety standpoint, if we are unsuccessful, we hope we are successful within the grant applications for the replacement of the self-contained breathing apparatus, that's going to be a must for us from a health and safety standpoint. Our ability to do our job, our ability to fight those fires, our ability to make sure that our members are safe from the exposures to toxins and carcinogens. That's a have to, not a like to. So we just want to make sure as this process moves forward, that as you go back to your individual communities, that is clearly from at least the union standpoint, that's articulated and as part of this process. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Any questions?
if I, I don't have any other questions, but I would like to make comment related to the self-contained breathing apparatus during Aurora Grande's budget exercise. We have that earmark, earmark is a good word for it, where in the beginning of the year, the Aurora Grande was made aware that the grant was pending. Aurora Grande was also made aware of what the cost would be should the grant not be successful. And so Aurora Grande has already set aside what the contribution would be to assure that the, whether it's through grant or through other general fund appropriations, that those self-contained breathing apparatuses would be given or ordered or whatever it is that you need to do to get those replaced for the personnel. So that was one thing. And then we had a strategic plan review last Tuesday at the Aurora Grande City Council, and the overall response to it, I can say, was very favorable. And one of the things that I took away from that is the real interest from my council to put forth some kind of plan to see what would need to happen related to costs on shifting reserve to full-time personnel, and also to strongly consider bumping up from basic to advanced. So whether it's actual new bodies coming in, there's other things that were at least discussed at the council related to recognizing the need to do something more to strengthen the resources that the Five Cities Fire Authority has, and that those two things in particular were recommendations that came out of the strategic plan. So I can only speak for myself and council on the AG side, but we're also in kind of a status quo, what we call a status quo budget year, related to a one-year budget process. So my thoughts were that during this year of this budget process that we have, that we would then tackle certain items from that strategic plan to develop the feasibility of what can we do within the resources that we have to, whether it's personnel or equipment, to continue our road forward in strengthening the resources of the Five Cities Fire Authority. So at least that's my, the method to my madness, so to speak, related to our next steps within this year. And then when we get to the two-year budget cycle, really have a significant and bona fide discussion about what we can do to enhance the fire suppression personnel. So other than that, I appreciate everybody's work, as always, Ms. Malapote's work to get us here and to really watch every penny, and for the fire suppression personnel and the chief to really nickel and dime. You guys are on a very, very tight budget, and the sacrifices you guys make to make sure that we can get as much as we can from our budget is always appreciated, and I know the community appreciates it too. So I will back away from my statements at this time, and thank you for your time.
All I can say is that Cobra Beach has not gotten into our budget discussions in detail yet, but a second in every detail, the moves that AG are taking, and just want you to know that you certainly have all the support of the council in Grove Beach as well.
Well, I can say that the breathing apparatus isn't in Oceana's two-year budget at this time, but we have determined and written and allocated all of our facilities funding that will be coming, which we can't use for breathing apparatus, focusing on, and I know it's a long way away, but to build a new fire station in 2022. I mean, that seems like a million years away from me, but it's not. So that by the time we have found a path to ensure, at least with the paperwork, that there will be a new fire station for Oceana. So that much we're working on. And not rebuilding the old one, we're thinking here. a new fire station at the corner would be incredible, where the old fire station was. So, but funding for the breathing apparatus is still on the table at OSU. Anyway, entertain a motion?
I move that we accept the budget as presented for fiscal year 2017-18.
A second.
Move the second in, all in favor?
Aye.
Oh, wait a minute.
You have a resolution.
Excuse me. Roll call.
Vice Chair Harmon?
Yes.
Board Member Nichols?
Yes.
Chair White?
Yes. Moving forward, do we have any board member items?
I don't know if this is a, yes, this would be a board member item, not communication. I would really like to, at some future agenda, I would like to ask for, I guess it would be a plan. I'm going back to the strategic plan and continuing to bump this forward. I know that we have to include the comp studies in order for us to actually get it back for a final approval. But the other thing that was part of our discussion at the Rio Grande Council meeting was a consensus to look into what the cost would be to validate the strategic plan. I'm just calling it validation of the strategic plan by an outside agency. I know this board had talked about it a couple of months ago during our review. So it would be nice to know, considering our budget, kind of getting estimates on what that would entail cost-wise, personnel. So I'd like to see that on a future agenda. And then also I would like to see, again, as part of the strategic plan process, is we talked about having I'll call it a shareholders / community meeting, where the three of our communities would be in some kind of forum where we would present this to the public in, you know, at one, preferably one setting, so we could then hear from our community members the feedback from council, and also for one member of our community that was listening to the presentation. They really learned a lot, didn't know what your stats were related to EMS calls. Were surprised that there was 80 fires that were responded to in 20, not surprised, but just the number of 80 fires that were responded to in 2016. So I think it would be a really good way to showcase the fire authority and also explain some details and follow through with that last bit for the strategic plan to come up with some kind of framework to get the shareholders meeting taken out or move forward, I guess. And so that would be number two. And then number three would be perhaps after all of that gets done, to keep in the background moving forward with more discussion on the JPA revisions. And maybe those are just, maybe that's more of a goal for the, you know, 2018 fiscal year. But those would be my wish lists for that. Can I hear so noted, Chief?
So noted.
Thank you.
Nothing from here?
Nothing from here. I mean, there is something, but so we can move on to fire chief items.
Thank you. And I actually have more than what's listed on today's agenda to share with you. Thank you, Tricia. So I'll start with the activity report. I think duly to note, what's interesting with this year's run statistics, and again, we're running through May 25th, you can look at the response by community. You can see the numbers, the percentages are kind of evening out this year over past years. You know, in past years, we clearly saw a more significant bump in Arroyo Grande, followed by Grover Beach and then Oceano. And year to date this year, you can see, you know, 36% in Arroyo Grande, 38% in Grover Beach. and 25% in Grover, and I'm sorry, in Oceano. So kind of an interesting change in trend. We'll see how it changes once we hit the summer months, but wanted to share that with you. I have fleet status as the second item. Just wanted to share, and I already kind of alluded to this, that the Paso Robles manager with South Coast Fire Apparatus is no longer with their organization. We're working with South Coast to ensure that routinely scheduled maintenance stays on track. And also I talked to you about, when we were talking about Engine 4, about confirming our plans as far as retiring the older fleet inventory. Reserve firefighter recruitment status. We've got three candidates who have passed their live scans, and they're currently completing their pre-employment physicals. An in-house academy will likely begin at some point in June, dependent on their medical clearances. So we're excited to have three more folks in the hopper. Okay, so I just wanted to jump in and cover some things that aren't on the agenda. One of them was is to share with you that unfortunately yesterday, Dave Pargee resigned his position as battalion chief with our organization. I will be considering both short-term and long-term options to filling this needed position and share information with you as I move forward. You do have an email that was sent to me by the Firefighters Local 4403 that I'm introducing as correspondence. This has to do with, I'll say, continuing dispatch challenges that we have with Grover Beach Police Department. And this one particularly has to do with the commercial fire in Arroyo Grande on May 11th, 2017. Took my concerns and those of the personnel after our after-action report to the Grover Beach Police Department, and they're in the midst of an internal affairs investigation. I know Chief Heath and I were both interviewed this week. I was told within 2 weeks the investigation should be completed. What's interesting is since I'm not responsible for the dispatch center, and contractually the dispatch services are provided to the member communities, not to the FCFA. If you look in one of the existing contracts, my exposure is limited to strictly being day-to-day operational contact to that contract. Obviously, the police department's taking this seriously. If you read the tone of this email from the employees, they're very concerned about what happened, and this wasn't the first time. So just kind of keeping you abreast at this point. This email was also shared with Chief Peters at Grover Beach Police and Matt Bronson, the city manager, earlier this morning.
I'm going to take it to Oceano. We pay for this service. Not cheap.
Right.
Not happy.
So, big safety concern. We had a structure fire on Mono Court in Grover Beach in February. With any confirmed structure fire, there's supposed to be an ambulance dispatch for both the community and for firefighters. And in that fire, no ambulance arrived, just like this one. We had firefighters going through the flooring of that home on Mono Court. And additionally, I know Chief Heath was the incident commander of both of these incidents, requesting a second alarm dispatch, which is additional resources, and neither of those requests were fulfilled until we followed up. So I'll be talking to you more as this moves forward.
So Chief, you know, I appreciate the due diligence, you know, with the IA being conducted, and I know that's an additional cost that, you know, we won't be burdened with. But what is the immediate action, especially considering the May 11th fire in Arroyo Grande? I mean, it was significant enough where homes could have easily been placed in jeopardy. Not to mention the staff running out of usable air containers, and the heartache of Station 3, you know, hearing San Luis and Santa Maria responding before they even got the call. I mean, I know you and I talk privately and related to some of my more off-color comments about the debrief that I received on it. So I guess where I'm coming from is, you know, I appreciate the IA is going on. I really, you know, appreciate that, and that Grover Beach is taking this seriously. But today, what is being done on a day-to-day basis to enhance the training that obviously was whether it was set aside or not sufficient enough or whatever that might have been with the training. An IA is 2 weeks and then we come out. What happens today if there's another alarm that goes out? Who is on that post? Who is in dispatch? And, you know, do you have answers for that for us and in our communities related to, this is a big weekend. We have a lot of folks in town this weekend. And, you know, the recognition of the auto aid, you know, that's no guarantee. We have great relations, but that's no guarantee. So was there any kind of feedback from that in addition to the IA that, you know, they've been, you know, working 10-hour days on their training or something? Because if that's not happening, that needs to start. That needs to start immediately.
Sure. And then I'll jump in.
I apologize for this.
Hey, man. Go for it.
I would love to hear your perspective.
So,
introduce yourself for the record, please.
Ricky Heat, Five Cities Fire Authority, Battalion Chief. One of the things that came out of the meeting. One of the things that came out of the meeting is that I personally identified some of the shortcomings from dispatch, and so I'll be able to, as the incident commander, capture those things to make sure that they're happening by communicating with dispatch or the radio. And then also we identified some of the what's called recommends within the CAD system that the lead dispatcher, she's going to be correcting or making sure that all the recommends are proper. And I've looked over the sheets for all those resources. The recommends are the resources that are being dispatched to a specific type of incident.
Automatically.
Correct. And then the third thing is we've identified some training that we're hoping will help us get over this issue.
That was very professionally communicated by Chief Heath. Let me try to directly answer your questions, Ms. Harmon. Number one, there's heightened vigilance with upper management of the police department. The day before yesterday, we were dispatched to a commercial structure fire on Station Way, just down the street from the Roy Grady station, with smoke being reported by employees. It wasn't a very long drive. I got there. Folks were coming from wherever they were. There was smoke in the building. It turned out not to be, thankfully, a working fire. It had to do with their HVAC system. But at some point, I got on the radio and asked, has CAL FIRE resources been dispatched? I mean, this was days after taking this issue to Grover Beach Police. I will tell you that both the police chief and the police commander ended up in the dispatch center just in time to hear me asking where these resources were to say, we thought we had resolved an immediate issue, and it was at a workstation, and it has since been resolved, but it wasn't. So the point of sharing that with you is they know that their feet are being held to the fire. The training issue, we've identified training where we want to partner with Grover Beach Police, and we were talking about that in 2016. That still hasn't happened. Now we are suddenly talking about making that training happen. But to really answer your question, we know what happened that wasn't right, and for better or for worse, it puts more onto us to have that vigilance to request the second alarm and then go back minutes later and saying, has the second alarm been dispatched? Getting on scene and saying, where's the ambulance? While there's heightened awareness there and there's an affairs investigation, we still need to take care of everyone in this room and our communities. So unfortunately, it's putting more onto us until we can figure out what the resolution will be.
And what's the date for that resolution to occur?
I don't have a firm date. I know that the dispatcher that was working the evening of that fire isn't scheduled to work again until next week. So that interview still has to happen. That's why they were telling me 2 weeks. While this is going on, they're still making corrections to their system for things that they've identified.
So maybe I could suggest that in the next couple of weeks then, that the board be kept updated on the measures that are being taken and any firm deadlines as to when the training schedule will occur. 4th of July, hello. So I know feet are, you know, feet are to the fire, but I want a specific plan and I want dates for that plan, or certificates or whatever it is that